The light is light. A man wanders around Paris in a long black coat, searching for a woman while thinking obsessively about Henri Lefebvre's life, an old literary magazine, Luna Park, in his pocket. The pigeons perched on a lamppost and then gone. There's another story I start about a dentist. A few pages later, though, I begin to drift, put the pen inside the book on the page where I am, set it on the window ledge, and my glasses next to it, and then I turn off the light on my left side, then my right, then my left. The light is light. Not drifting off anymore, I stretch out naked on the bed, looking for a woman, the sheet pulled halfway over my body. Unless I am naked, I can't sleep. Need a stack of books and magazines, too. And then I think about eating something, maybe later. I think about Dimitri at my desk back in my New York City apartment, typing with his back to me. I'm gone from there, too. But then someone reaches around me, turning toward the light. We turn toward each other. I can't see the center of his eyes, but maybe later. A woman behind us on a chair, a puzzle, a pose in a magazine. Two others join with arms and legs. Now I'm lying still longer than before, and someone touches me on my arm. How will I sleep at my aunt's house on Friday, I wonder? She's gone, but she lived there for 30 years, and after she died, her magazines are still piled in the corner. My suitcase is on the floor, half packed and light. When I'm there, I won't think about the emptiness of women carried away and wandering around the house, reclusive and distant, later elegant in her 70s like an aging model, later forgetting everything, almost gone when I sat by her side and she reached up and touched me. "That's my breast," I said, moving her hand away. "Are you a man?" "No, a woman, your niece." "Oh, shit, I was hoping you were a man." We both laughed and then gone. Maybe tomorrow night when I'm sleeping there, I'll wake up and hear the bedroom light click on. "Please help me, help me." But her bed will be empty, and tonight I'm still here in the desert, the sun glowing a rose color through the tunnel of my books and magazines, and the swamp cooler chirping like a bird. I call Mika on the phone and talk about maybe coming back to the city. "You won't like the light here," he says. "I'm in a restaurant on 7th Street, and it's raining." "Later when I'm 80. Wait, don't hang up. Later, much later, will you come for me and carry me home, carry me up the stairs like a leaf in the palm of your hand? Not a heavy woman, just a page torn out of an old literary magazine, carried around in the pocket of a long black coat. She's out so late in the blue early morning light, wandering up and down Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn."